Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Well, hi, Tucker. Thanks for joining me in the storied studios of KSJD today.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So can you tell us a little bit about the project you've got going on around the corner?
Yeah, so for the last year, we've been remodeling what was a vacant warehouse space into Wild Edge Brewing Collective, which is has been a dream of mine for the last five or six years to open a brewery here in Cortez. And we are on the verge of opening. We've got beer going into kegs, and we're slated to open to the public next Tuesday on the 11th.
That is super exciting for all of us in this area, for sure. So, Tucker, I know that your past life, you were an archaeologist. So yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that, what that transition was from archaeologist to brewer?
Yeah, I was an archaeologist in the area working out of Bluff, Utah for a while and then working out of Cortez for about 7 years. That was what initially brought me to this area. My wife and I bought a small farm up north of Cortez about 8 years ago, and when we got there, we found that the apple trees there produce really great apples, and so I started making hard cider, and that's kind of what got me into the whole world of fermentation, and that quickly went towards moving into learning about beer and making beer, and I dove down that rabbit hole and haven't come up yet. And about a year ago, I decided I needed a change, and so started putting together my business plan, and here we sit on the verge of opening.
Wow. And so were you were homebrewing then?
I was homebrewing. Yeah, I was homebrewing a lot of beer and a lot of cider, which made me a lot of friends.
Right.
But it was something that I quickly gained a passion for. And last spring, I actually went back to my hometown back east and did an internship at a friend's brewery to get some experience at a larger scale. And that's paid off immensely in this whole process.
So what kind of fun beers are going to be on tap, or is it going to be on tap?
Yep, yeah, we're going to be doing all tap sales. We will be doing growlers as well. You know, I really like to take some of the old world styles and put a modern twist on them, and so we'll be bringing styles that some people may not have heard of, such as saisons and different types of sour beers, barrel aged sour beers, where we actually ferment and age the beer in oak wine barrels. And so we're going to be bringing a whole variety of kind of new and different flavors that folks in this area may not have experienced before.
Very cool. So are you going to be incorporating any local flavors in the beer?
I hope to use local fruit as much as possible. I'm a big fan of re-fermenting beer on fruit, so you don't end up with a sweet beer. All the sugars are fermented out, but you end up with kind of the essence of apricots or peaches or cherries or whatever I can get my hands on. I'm going to be trying to keep some real interesting fruity flavors coming out of there. I've talked to multiple people who are starting to think about producing hops locally and regionally, and so eventually I hope to be able to use a lot of local products just in the base of the beer. And a bulk majority of the barley that we're using is actually being produced over in Alamosa by the Colorado Malting Company, where they're working with local farmers in the San Luis Valley who are growing really high quality malting barley, and then it's malted in Alamosa, and then we bring it over here, and I've been really pleased with that product so far, and hope to continue a good relationship with them going into the future.
Great. So a lot of Colorado grown.
We're really focusing on Colorado grown, both with the beer. We're also going to be doing small plate food menu, 6 to 10 menu items. And we're going to, as we get more into the growing season, we hope to be working with numerous local producers to supply us with veggies and meat. Starting out, we are partnering with Sunnyside over in Durango for some of our meat.
Great. So yeah. For all those farmers out there, get in touch with Tucker.
Yeah, come talk to me. I'd love to know what you're growing.
Yeah. So are you going to try to pair the food that you're preparing with the beer? Are you getting all fancy on us?
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the areas of brewing that I'm constantly trying to educate myself in, is the pairing of beer and food. And we will be making suggestions on the menu as far as what goes well, beer and food-wise. And I hope that in the future we can actually be doing beer and food pairing dinners, where we actually do a special event and have a, you know, 4 or 5 course meal with each course paired with a different beer, and have it kind of be a real fun social community building event, but also something where you can come learn a little bit about beer and the history of beer, and then the food, and you know, where the food's coming from.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So talking a little bit about community building, you had a lot of community support when you were first, you know, getting going with Wild Edge. Can you talk a little bit about the campaign you started?
Yeah, we launched a Kickstarter campaign last October to help us get some of the money so that we could buy some real high quality stainless steel fermenters. And it was wildly successful. We exceeded our goal by about $2,000, and a bulk majority of our donors were local people, which was wonderful to see that kind of support and to drum up excitement in this community for something new in Cortez. We're really looking to have this be a great place to for folks to just come and hang out and have a beer with their friends, have work and business meetings, and or just, you know, come and chat with your neighbor. All around great beer and great food in a nice, warm, welcoming space that we've created over there.
Absolutely. And so you are somewhat tied into Restaurant Row. Can you tell us exactly where the brewery is going to be located?
Yeah, we're at 111 North Market Street, which is one block north of Main Street there. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from KSJD Studios right here.
Are you saying that maybe we need to start having some staff staff meetings at the brewery?
I like the sound of that, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so tell us a little about your grand opening and kind of what you're planning for that.
So we're going to be opening the doors on Tuesday, starting at 3:00. Our doors will be open. We'll be open until 10:00 most nights. And we'll probably plan some sort of big festive party a little ways down the line, where we'll do an all day Saturday event and get some music in there. But yeah, I'm just really excited to share what we've been working on so hard for the last year with the local community.
Great. And are you flying solo on this venture, or do you have...
I'm not. I have two partners, John Leibowitz and Dr. Doug Baggy, both prominent members in the community here. We've been working real hard for trying to get this just right so that we can have it be a wonderful place.
Great. So, Tucker, last question. If you could close your eyes with me for a second, and 5 years from now in the future, it's a Friday night, it's 7:00, what do you see happening at your brewery?
Friday night, I hope to see all my new friends and family in the area coming in and enjoying a nice cool pint with me.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today on the Big Fat Farm Show, and yeah, we look forward to seeing you at the brewery.
All right. Thanks for having me, Kelly.